You're listening to SBS News.
Domestic violence became a normal part of life for Maya during her 18 years of marriage.
I can say it was social isolation and financial control, emotional abuse. All those kinds of things were happening with extensive physical violence as well.
Her story is one that's become all too familiar, according to a national study that looked at how safe migrant and refugee women felt in Australia. Of the nearly 1,400 people surveyed, 33% had experienced some form of domestic and family violence, with controlling behaviours and physical or sexual violence the most common. The report by Monash University and the Harmony Alliance was launched by Harmony Alliance Chair Niadol Nguyen.
We did the survey because we wanted to start creating solid data that can, influence policy and practical processes for making decisions or that would impact nonetheless migrant refugee women. And in another way, I think we also wanted to talk about the more substantive experiences of settlement. Any refugee or migrant experience of settlement changes with the time that you're here. So, you know, it might be that your initial interest or initial needs in the start are the ability to speak English. The longer you stay here, that changes and your needs become far more substantial and embedded.
Researchers say many respondents revealed their migration status was used to control them. Ms. Nguyen says the survey results suggest those on temporary visas are most at risk.
They report to us higher levels of domestic and family violence. So this includes behaviours that are related to migration-related control behaviour. It includes, for example, if that woman is on a temporary visa, it includes the threats that they might be deported or that they will be separated from their children if their children are, even when their children are Australian citizens. Some of them who, for example, are not permanent resident meant that they did not get enough the financial support. Through when those measures were introduced. But obviously a lot of, you know, migrant refugee women work in casual employment with unsecure work, and there is disproportionate effect on them, and that is a much more general finding.
40% said they'd experienced domestic violence compared to 32% of Australian citizens and 28% of permanent visa holders. Lead author, Associate Professor Marisa Grave, says only 22% of respondents felt confident about their visa rights.
So partly it's about being uncertain about whether a perpetrator who says, I can deport you, I'll have you deported, whether that's true. But the other thing is issues around the systems of support, and temporary visa holders can't access what Australian citizens can.
The report also highlights a lack of trust in police, especially among women under 30. That's something Maya says she felt too, due to cultural barriers.
For us, going out, stepping out and telling police about our ordeal is not an easy situation. It will take us years to understand what's happening with us and then speak up against it and then going to the police and report it. So I think system needs to understand that very well. And Australian system lacks that.
The study comes ahead of a two-day National Women's Safety Summit, which will see governments and stakeholders come together to shape the next national plan to reduce violence against women. The government committed $2.5 million to support temporary visa holders experiencing domestic violence in the last budget and says it will take these findings on board. Hashela Kumarawansa, SBS News.